Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Ross Tucker, and it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by our good friends at GoPSURV.com. Don't forget, if you have our app, you could register for the free RV for the Ball State weekend. If you don't have our app, download it. It's just Keystone Sports, that simple. It's time for us now to take your questions for Ask Ross. Again, go to the app. There's the nice Ask Ross button, and you can send in your question. Are you all ready, Ross?
Always.
All right. Let's start with our buddy Mike from Colorado, who says, Ross, hope you enjoyed the Jersey Shore. With name, image, and likeness coming to fruition, what will be the effect on recruiting? Might a player choose, say, a school in Los Angeles market over State College based on his income potential? And Mike obviously is referencing Jaden Gould, the cornerback who recently chose USC over Penn State. So what do you think, Ross? Name, image, and likeness. What effects it going to have?
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge topic right now. I've had Division I recruiting coordinators tell me that they think their name, image, and likeness department will end up being bigger than their recruiting department.
Wow.
They think it's going to have that much of an impact. And, you know, I'm not an expert on it, Jim, but reading the rules, so far there are no rules. Like, I mean, I didn't see anything in there, what I read, that right now is preventing schools. Because my understanding was they were supposed to make, like, I talked to Anthony Gonzalez, the Ohio senator who used to play for Ohio State. They want to make the rule where it can't be an inducement or an enticement to go to a certain college, that would be a federal crime. I don't know that that's in place yet, Jim. So I don't know that, like, I don't know. It could be the case that today Clemson says to a recruit, we'll guarantee you $25,000 a year, name, image, and likeness. I don't know. I don't know that if that's illegal or not. Maybe one of our listeners knows, Jim. Go ahead.
Well, I believe the rule from the NCAA does say it can't be for that purpose to recruit the player. But the question is, it's such a gray area. Hey, I'm a recruiter, and I want five-star offensive lineman Ross Tucker coming to my school. I'm not going to say, I'll give you $25,000 to come to my school. I'm going to say, I'll give you $25,000 to endorse my car dealership with your name, image,
correct,
and likeness.
And even if
who
the coaches
tell?
At the school can't say it, the alums can, which, by the way, is something I think kids should really consider, especially like in-state kids, right? Because there's two different things here, Jim. There's the boosters that are going to give kids money because they know it's what's best for the program. And then there are legitimate businesses that might think it's what's best for their business. So, you know, I have a recruiting business, Jim, and I have since 2007. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll give some of these kids money to say, especially the kids that use Go Big Recruiting, to say, I had a great experience with Go Big Recruiting. I wouldn't be at Wisconsin like Nolan Rucci. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Go Big Recruiting, which is probably true, by the way. And maybe I'll give him money for that. So that's something that kids should consider. But here's what I would say. If you're a kid, if you're a Pennsylvania kid, okay, just as an example, if you're Nick Singleton from Governor Mifflin High School in Shillington, you're going to get money no matter where you go. And you're going to get booster money no matter where you go. But if Nick Singleton ends up being the starting running back for Penn State, I got to think that there's a lot of businesses in the Reading area, maybe Lancaster, York, you know, that, hey, this is a local kid, local hero. I've already seen, Jim, this week, that where the Iowa guard, Jordan Bohannon, you know, the basketball player who drained about, On July 1st, he was already at an autograph signing in his hometown.
And
you know, that's because it's his hometown. And that's because he plays for Iowa. Because I also wonder, these boosters, right? At some point, they're going to be like, well, wait a minute. I'm paying out a lot of money here. It's not really helping my business. You know, a lot of these kids I'm paying aren't even getting any playing time. Like, what am I doing here? You know, I'm giving these kids 10, 15, 20, 20, whatever the number is, and the kid's a bench warmer. It's not helping my car dealership. It's not helping them on the program. Hey, Ross Tucker, five-star offensive lineman, I'm sorry, man, but I'm not giving you the $15,000 a year anymore to come to do stuff at my car dealership. Nobody cares, and you're not playing.
Well, two thoughts on this, Ross. One is, at least the Pennsylvania law, and this, by the way, is one of the other problems. The NCAA has said you follow the rules of your own state and your own school. So if the rules are
what
different.
What a disaster. And, what a disaster that they let it get to this at the state level.
Exactly. And the NCAA, wanting to get way ahead of this, Ross, they make the ruling for July 1st on June 30th, okay? They waited to the absolute last minute to do it. But I saw the Pennsylvania rule says the value has to be, the payment has to be commensurate with the value. So saying I'm going to slip you five.
Another very gray area.
Exactly. Who's to say?
In life, what someone's willing to pay you is what the value is.
Right. Now, the theory being, gee, you know, an offensive lineman like yourself signing autographs for 5 minutes probably shouldn't warrant a $50,000 payment, you know. And I do think, though, the purpose of it, the example you gave of the player from Iowa signing autographs in his hometown, that's I think that is the design of this or the way it's intended to be. And I read something just yesterday that they talked in terms of players. You mentioned Nick Singleton. How about him with his high school jersey endorsing it? Much more valuable if he's playing at Penn State than if he were playing in Arizona, say. So there,
you know, and let me say this too, Jim. There will be families for whom NIL is not really a factor at all. You know, they want their kid to go to the best school. They want their kid to go where he feels most comfortable for the next 4 years, the academics, the coaching staff, etc. What I fear is that there will also be the opposite. There will be the kids that will go to schools based in large part on name, image, and likeness, which will probably just make the transfer portal even bigger than it already is. Because if you're going to a place primarily for name, image, and likeness, you're probably going for the wrong reasons.
Exactly. And shameless plug here, next segment, Andy's coming back. We're going to be talking all name, image, and likeness. So stay
and
tuned
for
that.
Let me say one more
Go
thing,
ahead.
Too, Jim.
Go ahead,
let me say two more things. Number one, I don't know how many of these kids, if we're being honest, are really that valuable, right? Like, for Penn State right now, okay, let's just say I live in Harrisburg. Let's say I wanted to have an autograph signing to promote a business. How many guys on Penn State's team right now would I pay and people would actually show up? And who are they? Jahan Dotson, maybe?
Sean.
How many people would show up for that?
Sean Clifford?
I mean, Mike Miranda started 3 years. If I had an autograph signing at my house for Mike Miranda, I don't even know if Mike Miranda's parents from Ohio would drive here to pay for his autograph. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so I think it's debatable how much these kids are really worth. And the last thing I would say is a lot of their worth, by the way, is actually tied to the school. Like Sean Clifford in of itself, it's not really that people are interested in Sean Clifford. They're really interested in the starting quarterback for Penn State.
Right.
So, like, I mean, he happens to be that right now. But people talk about, oh, he should make money off his name, image, and likeness. The reality is, if his name was Penn State starting quarterback John Doe, it'd be very similar. So a lot of the value is actually inherent to the school and what the school's created with the football program, as opposed to the kids themselves, if that makes sense. By the way, that's probably going to be the winning question because we got one question in 10 minutes.
Well, as long as we've gone this far, Ross, let's stick with it because there are so many questions to deal with this. Now, you're a smart guy. You were an offensive lineman. What I picture also happening is, will players band together to do things? Could you see the entire Penn State offensive line creating a poster and maybe, you know, at one of the downtown stores, they all show up and they'll sign the poster, that type of thing? That as a group, they're worth more.
I think that would be great. Yeah, I think that would be great. I guess one of the things I wonder about, I think the easy win is social media. The easy win is social media posts. But, you know, Jim, it's already pretty hard to be a Division I college athlete. Like, you got to go to class. You got to go to practice. You have to study all that stuff. There's already guys that don't make it. I guess I worry a little bit if some of these kids are too concerned with name, image, and likeness, too worried about making a couple extra bucks on the side, and they lose sight of what really matters. I mean, look, nobody really knows. It's just going to be fascinating to see how much money is really out there, how it plays out, how much these kids are really getting, what they're doing. I mean, I'm going to start to think about guys that used Go Big Recruiting that can now personally endorse Go Big Recruiting, but before they couldn't. Now they can.
Well, and I think those are some of the things that other people don't think of. I'll give you something else, though, that I've just read about, Ross, is we, of course, are thinking about football, but I'm finding there are some of these other sports, female athletes, collegiate gymnasts, who previously could not do anything because they'd risk their collegiate career or their Olympic career coming up. They now have social media followings that are worth over $100,000. And we don't talk about that, of course. We talk about football. But there are players in collegiate sports who already have the great social media following, and they could just translate that into financial benefit.
Without any question, and I think they will, should, and could.
All right, Ross, that is it. Guess what? You're right. Mike from Colorado will be our winner, Ross. Thanks so much. And stay tuned. In quarter number four, we're going to continue the name, image, likeness conversation with Andy Shea. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in four Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out smithworksusa.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 Smithworks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.